Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to How to Demolish Your Limiting Beliefs. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
The myth, the legend, DJ Corrupt to the stage. Welcome, 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 fam. Thanks for joining us today. Glad you were able to hop in. So we're still going through the queue. Jesse, that was beautiful, and thank you so much for your transparency. There's no way that didn't touch somebody.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for allowing me to share again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, make sure you're back for next week's series. Unless you want to take a break, then come back for the following week.
No, I'll be here.
All right, awesome. Hey, if you guys haven't already, I do have Nkechi.club set up enough that you can actually go and sign up to become a member. For next week, I'm going to be putting the study guides and stuff like that in there. The study guide that we have for this week, I'll be deleting either at the end of today or the end of tomorrow. I'll figure it out. But by the time I put it on the site, I'm going to delete it from the Discord. So if you haven't already downloaded it, it is there complimentary. Just hit my PTR, go to my Instagram, follow me if you want. There's a link there for the Discord. Join the Discord. And there's a channel that says All the Way Up. And if you don't know how to find it, just ask in the group. Everyone's really loving there. So somebody will help you out. Or at the end of the day, I'll come through and see if there's anybody asking that I can help out as well. So you can download the guide there as well. I'm working on next week's guide. I think the topic is going to be pretty powerful. So feel free to tell your friends and invite them to the space. As well, go to Nkechi.club, Nkechi.club, and just sign up to be a member. The links right now are deactivated. If you try to click it, you'll see a pop-up that just says, "Hi, these links don't work. Have mercy," or something like that. I can't remember what I wrote. But over the weekend, I plan to start populating some audio, populating, especially from the book rooms. You could actually see, when you become a member, you'll actually see the topic that says Clubhouse Tapes. And when you click that, you'll actually see the three categories. So you'll see All the Way Up, and then you'll see Crypto World, because we actually had some crypto rooms. So I have the audio there as well. I'm going to have the audio there. And then you'll also see Book Room Tapes, which is where, when we were listening to the books for the last couple months, the audio that was recorded as the pre-shows and the post-shows and possibly the mid-shows, I'm going to be populating there. Just bear with me. It's just me and the Holy Spirit right now doing all this stuff. So it's definitely on the way, but I'm actually really excited. I felt very, it actually felt really, really cool to see my name on a site. I've never done that before, so it was pretty cool. And a bunch of you guys have been joining up. I actually get the notifications when you guys join, and we've got quite a few people in there. So yeah, just know that this is a space that's being curated for you guys. Definitely open to ideas and stuff. So let's just grow, just like we grew this community, just like we grew the Discord. I think our Discord is like a little over 600 people right now. So if we're able to grow a community on here like this, grow a Discord like that, imagine what we can do with an entire website at our fingertips. So let's just see. Let's just see what we can do for one another and how we can continue this on. This is amazing. So if you haven't already, feel free to go to Nkechi.club and become a member. And again, over the weekend, you'll start to see some information populate in there. And I just hope to do justice to everyone that's spent their time here. Let's go ahead and continue now. Next up, we've got our man Fabian. Fabian, are you still with us?
Hey, what's up? Yes, I am.
Oh, cool. Are you good to speak, or do you want us to circle around?
No, I'm good. It's just a quick little success share.
Yeah, go for it.
It kind of speaks to the Clubhouse and also to these rooms. A couple people, I've met on here, but you know, also including you in the rooms that we run. I'm on a trip in Boston, and oftentimes we spoke about Shopify and what financial freedom is. And, you know, I think sometimes even like financial freedom is really just about not just really just one thing, but one thing it is about is being able to kind of make money on the go wherever you're at, whether that's a website, whether you can go to different cities and drive Uber. But I was up here just for kind of something else, and I was wearing one of my products into a bar, and you know, I got some comments on it, and some of the people that worked there liked it. And they were able to go on my website and order. Actually, they ordered something totally different than they were even complimenting me about. But, you know, I was able to kind of get the drop shipping set up. And I really got it set up on that one Monday when we were we really had that Shopify making money in the digital age room.
Yes,
so
that was a great
room. I kind of was able to get this done. And it's something I always thought about, like just being able to make money, you know, just anywhere where I'm at. In my travels or at home. And yeah, you know, I kind of just did that just last night. And a lot of it was about what we do in these rooms and stuff. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh man, congratulations. Man, there's nothing like when you have a Shopify store, every time somebody makes a purchase, you hear this cha-ching sound. And I'm sorry, but that's probably one of the most validating sounds ever. So yeah, I'm so proud of you, Fabian. That's amazing. And then the fact that you were wearing your product and somebody first, they validated you, then they actually followed through and made the purchase. You know, if your frequency is the right way, you're going to attract people that are doing the same thing. As in, if you're about your business, if you're on that intentional frequency, you're going to encounter intentional people. So listen, the first of many, Fabian. That's awesome. I don't know. Maybe we can even make a page where we just kind of like promote people's stuff. Like if you have a Shopify store, I can have a page in there. And, you know, books that you're writing, stuff like that. Maybe we can just promote each other's, I don't know. I'll think about it for on the website. But that's amazing, Fabian. Congratulations. And just good job following through. When I host those kind of spaces, it really is to give you like the keys to the kingdom. Like I'm not BSing. Like the stuff that I tell you is actually, that's actually the truth. Like I don't have a funnel. I don't have a program. I just barely made this website. You know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for actually utilizing it. You guys don't even understand how many things I've learned, and I will come and I will try to, I will tell every, because I'm really one of those people that if I learn something, I will try to teach everybody. I'll try to tell everybody about it, especially if it made me money. Man, I'll come back and tell every, I can count probably out of all the people that I've actually told, Fabian is probably the first person that's actually done it. I'm not kidding. Like out of all the people I've told, like out of all the people, this group of people here, you guys are the first people that have actually like put these things into practice. There's a couple other of you guys that have like messaged me that I've tried to be in conversation with, and you guys are actually implementing them. Do you know how many times I've gone out? I just sound like a crazy person, you know, in Houston, Texas, trying to tell everybody like, no, just go do this. No, just go do that. They act like you're speaking another language. So over time, it kind of makes you not want to talk about it because you're just tired of being the only person that cares about it. Mind you, it's something that could make it's something that could transform your entire life. E-com stores last year people went from making nothing to like literally scaling like $30,000, $50,000 a month on a regular Shopify store. Kylie Jenner is on Shopify. ColourPop is on Shopify. What's it called? Fashion Nova, they started on Shopify. These companies are on Shopify and you can just set up one for like $20 a month and you can have your entire thing. You don't even have to own the products. So that's why I try to host those spaces. Like I try to tell people, but I think that the people that it's meant to resonate for, it'll resonate for them. And yeah, good on you for following through, Fabian. That's amazing. And thank you. Like you guys continue. Listen, as you guys get good news, also know that this is a space for that too. Come and share that as well. I love that share, Fabian. Are your thoughts complete, Boo? Do you have anything else that you want to add?
I am complete.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're proud of you, man. We want to hear about more sales. So congratulations. And let me know if I can give you any more tips on the SEO optimization so you can start getting some organic traffic over there as well. Yeah, so let's go ahead and continue. Next up, we've got Miss Hazel. Miss Hazel, are you with us?
Oh, I am with you.
What's up, ma'am?
I am so grateful to be a part of this. I'm going to call it a movement because nice. It's seriously a deep dive. And it's been a very deep dive for me. I just want to say that one statement, I was broken, but I'm not beyond repair. And I say that because I think in order for us to master our future, we can't be a slave to our past. And I've had limited beliefs I've had feelings of unworthiness for a very long time. And it's all based on one word, failure. And that, I do believe now, just by listening to you for the last, you know, 4 or 5 hours, the day before, I think I was online, and failure is a rooted illusion for me. And it's all based on, I'll just give you a quick story. I worked for an organization for 12 years. I received several awards for good management. And along comes a manager who basically said, "You're a failure. You're failing in your job." Now, it was a shock to my system. But at the same time, this man was a bully. So, okay, the scary thing is that I believed in him. I believed that I was a failure. And, you know, that created for me what we call the low frequency. So I began to lose my confidence and drown myself in self-help books that weren't really helping me. And as I said, I began to feel unworthy, that I was invisible, I'm not capable, I don't belong. You know, all those negative beliefs. But then I said to myself, I read the book, "As a man thinketh, so is he."
Yes, that's so, a good one.
So I started to say to myself, okay, I allowed this man to turn my world upside down. And eventually I volunteered for redundancy, I left. 10 years later, I'm still fighting with this word, failure. So I'm still saying to myself, I need to get this out of my head. And so basically I'm just saying that I'm working on myself. I'm still trying to get these negative thought patterns out of my head. And I want to say that, you know, I was broken, but I'm not beyond repair. And I can repair myself, and I just have to keep reminding myself that, you know, I'm the captain of my ship. And first and foremost, I'm a child of God. So I've decided that, you know, I'm not going to honor relationships or employees that don't allow me to feel valued. I just need to let them go. And my mother passed away in February. And as you go through things and you go through her belongings, and I found this little piece of paper, and it's just a scrap piece of paper, and she dated it the 9th of the 11th, 2011. And it says, "Promise me that you will never settle for anything less than extraordinary. Promise me that you will go after whatever it is that you feel you deserve. Promise me that you will never forget who you are. Promise me that promise and remember that you are beautiful inside and out. Promise me that you'll never forget to believe in yourself, because it will always help you to achieve your dreams. And promise me that you will reach for the stars, because my precious daughter, you can do anything." And sorry.
Nothing to apologize about.
I just want to say that, you know, I want us all to remember that we're lotus flowers, and we all need watering. And I just wrote this down. That we all need watering, we all need love, and we all need to be around people that respect us for who we are in order for us to bloom. And we really don't need thunder in our lives. And now I'm going to have a glass of wine. And I'm finished, I'm done. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Hazel.
Thank you, everyone.
That was beautiful. Very sorry for your loss, ma'am. Very sorry for your loss. February is very recent.
Thank you.
So I'm sorry for your loss.
We just have to remind ourselves that we're not responsible for other people's actions. And, you know, we just need to, you know, stay strong and believe in what we want to believe in.
Agreed.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
No, nothing to apologize. You don't need to apologize. You don't need to apologize at all. I think that was... like that was our privilege to hear that takeaway. Yes. And I think it's go ahead.
Thank you for listening.
Absolutely, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you for your patience. I think it's really, really beautiful that those are the words that your mom left behind for you. I think that's amazing. There were a couple things that you said that I actually jotted down that I thought were really really, really important to highlight. One of them was, I was broken, but not beyond repair. You know, people always kind of, it's like they just say, I was broken. And then there's a period there. We actually talked about that. I think it was either Tuesday or Monday that whenever we're unhealed, we tend to put periods where there should be commas and commas where there should be periods. It's not, I was broken, period. It was just, it happens. This life is so tough. We really just walk around acting shocked that crazy things are happening. You know, there's so many variables on this planet. There's billions and billions and billions of variables, and they walk and talk just like you and I. And yet we still have this this profound shock when certain things don't mesh, or when negativity comes. It's kind of inherent, isn't it? If you have this many variables and everyone has freedom of speech, freedom of choice. It's almost inevitable that you're going to have pain. You're going to have hurts. You're going to have things that bring you down, at times. But I think that whenever we enter
words, words can just cut you to the core. You know, people can hurt you physically, but you know, the words can really be painful.
And just
the one word failure. I just need to work on it. That's all.
Well, you know, I think another thing to be cognizant of is that, you know, you see how you say words can cut you down. People know. That person could have said, "Hey, you could do you could do a little bit better in this way. We can't give what we don't have." So all that person has is failure. That's why their cup runneth over with the ability to pour failure into yours. Like even as I'm saying that, I'm realizing that it's not a, when we talk about a cup runneth over, we always think about it in the grace aspect, in the, I have forgiveness, my cup runneth over. We always think about it in a good way because abundance is naturally associated with good, right? But some people have an abundance of BS. Some people have an abundance of insults because they've only ever been insulted, and they don't want to do the deep dive to see if it's actually rooted in truth or illusion. That person, based on your description, it sounds like they actually did do a deep dive, and their problem is that they found that it was rooted in truth, that they actually are a failure. That's why they can confidently, with their whole chest, come out and call somebody else's daughter something.
Hey, loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.